And of course, Fauci, his fingerprints are all over the Wuhan lab and COVID-19 and so many other things we talk about on Hotwire on Pain.tv. So many other things, disturbing things. But hey, what about those experiments I just mentioned in New York City? All approved by the doctor, all legal and such. Brought to you by the Wayward, Rogue, Insane National Institute of Health? Is that what we want? Okay. National Institute of Human Experiments. And new reports are funneling in, and I had to make a phone call on this one. We'll talk about that in a minute. Dr. Fauci experimented on hundreds of orphans in New York City. The story's on Pain.tv. Today, allowing both government agencies and pharmaceutical companies to use the children in deadly drug trials for AIDS. And while some folks might believe this happened a long time ago, or it didn't happen at all, it did fucking happen, and it happened in 2004. In 2005, the city of New York hired the Vera Institute to write a final report on the drug trials that had been happening for the past year to orphans in the city. At the time, Vera was given no access to the medical records of the children. Still, Vera reported that 25 of the children died during the study. Oh, it's no problem. They didn't have any fucking family. That's how these criminals see. It's just 25 more lab monkeys to somebody like Fauci. 25 more beagles. No big deal. Another 55 would die following the study. Oh, that's not bad. 55 plus 25. That's still less than what the FBI wiped out at Waco. But not less children. They killed 27 children. So, hey, they're breaking records here. The NIH is actually leading the Justice Department in killing children. It's fantastic, isn't it? Another 55 would die following the study. And according to Tim Ross, who's the director of the child welfare program at Vera, of the remaining 417 children, 29 of them have died. I'm sorry, 29% of them have died. So let's do some quick math here. You listen to a little five-finger death punch. I'd like to give somebody a fucking five. I'm wasting here. I was taking a drink of water. It doesn't take me that long to do math. I just want to make sure my numbers are right. Folks, if you never imagined what the gates of hell would look like, we're there. That's 120 additional kids died. And your tax money helped wipe them out. Quarterback, more atrocities linked to Dr. Fauci. I'm making this shit up. It's real. Atrocities that Fauci allowed to happen to both animals and children crossed the line of insanity. Oh, don't worry, though. He's the man the Democrats. Oh, and not only the Democrats, the Republicans. The stories out today say, the Democrats that put Fauci in charge of the COVID-19 vaccine. No, it. No. There's no one party responsible for this, Democrats or Republicans. It's the one party. There's only one party in D.C. Trump gave us Fauci. Trump gave us the vaccines. Trump put this asshole in charge and didn't take him out and didn't fire him when he had all the fucking... I mean, we even debriefed the White House officials on this stuff. Didn't matter. We said, this guy is fucking dangerous. So the press today saying, oh, the Democrats put him in charge. No. He's run multiple schemes. And this happened during a Republican administration. That needs to be pointed out because I was working for the White House at the same time. And we called somebody I used to work with. I said, what do you know about this? You know what? The individual told me. Yeah, there was a dust up. They never told the White House what was going on. Fauci covered it up. I'm sure that's not in this story. And almost cost Fauci his ass during the Bush administration. But he weaseled out of it, of course, like he always does because he's a fucking worm. They kept this from the White House. They covered it up. He's wiping out kids. Kept it from the White House. Kept it from the Health and Human Services Secretary, a cabinet position. And therefore, if you keep it from HHS, can't be reported to the White House. But don't worry, this is the same person, regardless of who you think is responsible for putting them there and keeping him there, that are pushing for children and every person in the United States to be vaccinated. And I've said it for 19 months now, this fucking guy should have been locked up 5 or 6 different times for many different things. Part and parcel. Thank you. And we've only scratched the surface of the details of Fauci's dark, fucked up past. But does any of it matter? See, that's a telltale sign. We can keep reporting and uncovering these insights. Does it even matter that he wiped out helpless children? Does it even matter? Is anybody going to do anything about it? Where's the FBI? Isn't that something they would investigate? Where's the NYPD, the super fucking duper NYPD? Everybody kisses their fucking asses. Where are they at? Everybody from the NYPD retires and they get radio careers. They're either on radio or television or on both. They're as full of shit as anybody else. Where's the NYPD? Where's the FBI? Oh, the FBI was cutting deals at the same time to protect child traffickers like Ghislaine Maxwell and Epstein. I got confused. I'm sorry. They were busy. I don't have time for orphans. They're protecting child traffickers and rapists. Yeah. Don't expect them to come barreling through the door unless they have a gun and they want to shut you up about something. Then they'll come through the door. 120, 170 orphans who get whacked like lab rats. Fuck them.
You fucked up. You trusted us.
What's going to happen with this story? We'll keep pressing at it and see what happens. Will it make a difference? You make sure you're lining your kids up, though. Fauci's got a hell of a record taking care of them. Oh, he'll take care of them. Just not in the way you think that he's going to take care of them. Spent millions killing fucking animals and people. In the name of science, in the name of keeping you safe. Hi, we're here to give you your vaccine. Oh, will it help me from getting COVID? No. Is one of the side effects I heard could be death? Yes. Is it true I can infect others if I'm given this and I can become a carrier? Yes, it is. Thank you for keeping me safe. Take care and God bless you.
Now, with Glasgow Looming, I'm not going to bore you with this, but this is really important at the end of the week. And the focus very much on the extravagant demands of America and Britain, along with the absence of China, President Biden is seeking what's being described as massive spending on US infrastructure and social safety nets. How massive? Well, the initial Biden proposal of $3.5 trillion is clearly dead. And if the moderate Democrat Senator Joe Manchin holds his line with another reluctant Democrat Senator Kyrsten Sinema, then it's problematic what Joe Biden will be taking to Glasgow, if anything. As I mentioned last week, Joe Manchin, this Senator Manchin, is a conservative Democrat from West Virginia, representing one of the country's top coal-producing regions. His state overwhelmingly supported Donald Trump at the last election. This is the American equivalent of the Hunter Valley. Biden needs the support of all 50 Democrat senators, including Manchin, to pass any legislation through Congress. Will Biden show up in Glasgow empty-handed as he tries to convince other world leaders to raise their climate ambitions? Let's go to the former executive assistant to President Ronald Reagan, Peggy Grandy. Peggy, lovely to have you on again. Joe Biden is meant to be taking a package to Glasgow. Isn't it valid to ask if he knows anything about what he's taking? And would he remember that he is supposed to be in Glasgow? Just listen to this, where Biden forgets the name of Long Beach, California. Listen to this.
With 40% of all products coming into the United States of America on the West Coast go through Los Angeles what am I doing here?
Is it Long Beach?
Long Beach, thank you.
Peggy, before we get down to the serious stuff, I need you to do a bit of translation. What on earth does Biden mean here when he says, as one computer said, if you're on the train and they say Portal Bridge, you know you better make other plans? Listen to this.
No little expression, time is money. As one computer said, if you're on the train and they say Portal Bridge, you know you better make other plans.
Come on, Peggy. I mean, Portal Bridge is in New Jersey. What the hell is the president talking about?
Well, thank you, Alan, as always, for having me on. You know, computer, commuter, if you don't write your own remarks and don't know what you're talking about, it's easy to confuse that. He didn't misspeak. He was misreading those words. And the American people see through this. But, you know, as for COP26, the world sees exactly what we see as well. This is a leader who is, regardless of whether he's taking anything from Congress or not with any sort of a mandate, the world sees him for what he is. This is somebody that they will be talking about, not to. His words at this point are irrelevant and meaningless. And without China and Russia, the biggest polluters on the planet, even at COP26, it's not going to matter what Joe Biden says. People are not going to be listening to him. His words are empty.
Just on this $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill, which contains the energy package, which he's supposed to be taking to Glasgow. What's the latest on the Democrat Senator Joe Manchin? Because he's a champion of the coal industry and a significant investor in fossil fuel companies. How could he vote for a piece of legislation, the centerpiece of the bill, a $150 billion clean electricity performance program, a mechanism that would reward electricity generators who transition to renewable energy and penalize those who don't? Peggy, what's he going to do?
Well, there's nobody who is against a cleaner planet. Joe Manchin, Kyrsten Sinema, the Republicans in general. The question is, what are we willing to sacrifice for it? Are we willing to put ourselves into a place of energy poverty? Are we willing to surrender energy dominance to China? Are we willing to strap future generations with historic debt? These are the questions that we all need to be asking. Unfortunately, I look at Joe Manchin, what he's saying, and what he's going to wind up doing. I fear it's a matter of when when, not if, they get to the right price point, and Joe Manchin right. will cave.
So just a quick one before we move on from this. Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker, says she wants the bill to pass Congress by October 31 so America can serve as a model for the world. Will it pass, Peggy?
I don't think that Joe Biden is going to go with a mandate from Congress to COP26.
Right. Well, now, what about John Kerry, the U.S. climate envoy John Kerry, flying around the world, belching carbon dioxide and saying we have to avoid the worst consequences of climate change? He's a failed former presidential candidate who, as Secretary of State to Obama, was a key player in the Paris Agreement of 2015. He told BBC Radio in alarmist language, the truth is emissions are going up around the world, not down in enough countries. And key countries are pursuing policies that border on being very dangerous for everybody. Now, Peggy, you recently have written about this man and described him as snake oil salesman, because if you wanted to decarbonize the planet, you should embrace nuclear power. What prompted you to write that?
Well, I saw him go to the UAE, and here he went talking about climate change. And the UAE has one of the most successful civil nuclear power programs in the world, and he failed to mention it. He visited solar farms and wind farms, but failed to talk about that because he was afraid of making the Iranians mad. He's talking about going back into the JCPOA. And so here he is. He is a man who is the biggest hypocrite. Nobody listens to him any more than they listen to Joe Biden. He's a man who in 2019 flew to Iceland on a private jet to accept an environmental award. And he said, when he had to defend it, he said, quote, it's the only choice for someone like me. Someone like me, if he truly believed what he was talking about and preaching, he would practice what he preached. And we don't see that coming out of John Kerry or, frankly, out of this administration at all.
So he went to the UAE, mentioned all the ways they're tackling climate change without talking nuclear power. He didn't promote it. He didn't praise it. He didn't set it up as a model to be emulated. And you wrote about the transparency of the UAE's nuclear program and contrasted it with your words, the belligerent pursuits of Iran and the ambiguity of their nuclear weapons. So this man didn't have the guts to raise nuclear energy in the UAE for fear he might offend Iran because Kerry and Biden want to go back to the Iran deal that Trump scuppered. Short end of the story, isn't it?
Right. And in the UAE, they are providing abundant baseload and clean power via nuclear power. And it's the only energy source that actually decarbonizes the planet. And so John Kerry should have been an evangelist for that instead of ignoring the very obvious thing he claims to care about the most.
So his silence protects Iran. Don't mention nuclear. What about the allies? I mean, he was happy to disclose to Iran Israel's covert actions in Syria. Is this bloke, Kerry, on our side, the side of the allies, or on the side of the enemy?
Well, we don't know, because all we see out of this White House is weakness and failure. They're capitulating to Iran. They're bowing to China. They've surrendered to the Taliban. So I don't know that we have many allies left. We've talked about that in past weeks. Our allies don't trust us, and our enemies no longer fear us. That's the fault of Joe Biden, John Kerry, and this entire Democratic administration.
So is anyone going to listen to this bloke? I mean, he has said in more alarmist talk, Glasgow will be the latest test in global citizenship. How are Americans responding to all of this, Peggy?
Americans, frankly, tuned John Kerry out a long time ago. Americans, like everybody else, want a cleaner, healthier planet. We are in favor of that, but at what cost? And I know it's the same questions that our Australians are raising as well. There's one perfect source of abundant, clean, and baseload power. That's nuclear power. It's the only one that decarbonizes the planet. We need to be looking into it, leaning into it, and that's the only way we're going to truly meet our emission goals in the future.
Good on you. Just before you go, there's a critical governorship vote on November 2 in Virginia. Obama has campaigned with Biden to support the former governor, McAuliffe, who wants his job back. The Republicans, a bloke called Glenn Youngkin. The Republicans haven't won a statewide contest in Virginia in a dozen years. Biden won Virginia last year by 10 points. Polls saying the Democrat vote has sunk, along with Biden's approval ratings. Peggy, is Virginia a litmus test? And can the Democrats hang on?
Well, the Democrats are very worried, and if a Republican wins there, they should be terrified. They are bringing in everybody to help with this race. The funny thing is, everybody they bring in to help and support this race actually winds up pushing McAuliffe down in the polls. This party is so out of touch, they don't realize how out of step and how out of touch and unpopular their policies are with Virginia voters and especially Virginia parents. This definitely is the race to watch. It will be a great indicator of 2022 and will be a clear picture of what Americans really think and how unhappy they are with this administration and how they are running the nation.
Yeah, so you got just a quick one. You've got two issues, haven't you? The collapse of Biden's support, apart from the fact that the bloke who says he was vice president for 36 years. Just listen to this again. This is Biden.
I'd ride every day. I commuted every single day for 36 years as vice president of the United States.
Oh, my God, the bloke needs aged care. But apart from that obvious irreversible impediment, there are these factors, aren't there? The appalling exit from Afghanistan, but... And we'll look at this next week, the surge of migrants trying to cross into America along the southern border. I mean, this is a massive issue, isn't it?
Absolutely. And as Joe Biden is in free fall, Kamala Harris is the best insurance policy he could have wanted. Just when the Democrats thought they couldn't find anybody less likable or less popular than Hillary Clinton, they put Kamala Harris in as vice president. So I think anytime anybody's thinking about getting rid of Joe Biden, they look to Kamala Harris and think maybe they'll keep him around for a while. But yes, our southern border is a massive crisis. Americans are wildly concerned about this and are furious that the administration is doing nothing to slow the tide of illegal immigrants, which are being dropped in cities all over this nation. The administration is ruling, in essence, against the will of the American people, and they're tired of it. We're footing the bill for things that we don't want.
Absolutely. Great, Peggy. Good to talk to you. Talk to you next week, eh? Wonderful insights. There she is, Peggy Grandy. Oh, I mean, that migrant thing is extraordinary.
Thank you, Alan.
Not at all. They're picking people up in the middle of the night and dumping them in other cities under the cover of darkness. Illegal migrants, just, it's a mess. That Virginia poll will be a litmus test. And, of course, if the Republicans win the Senate seat, Biden's gone in the Senate.